Well, first and foremost, Eureka, welcome out here to Western Kansas. About 2 months ago, were you out to Texas before, but you didn't expect yourself out in the middle of a feed yard for a K-State event here. But what's this experience like for you?
No, this has been unbelievable. You know, since the day that I accepted the job here, since we started, we heard all about the Cat-Backer Tour and how important this was to our athletic department. It's exceeded my expectations. I really didn't know what to expect, but this is definitely the stop that I've been looking forward to the most.
Pretty much from day one, you guys have hit the ground recruiting, and there's a lot of energy for you guys there. What's been the recruiting like in your role so far?
It's been fun. You know, just like you said, you know, just we only had two guys that retained off last year's roster, but it was two of the guys that we really wanted to stay in Ish and Marquise, and so thankful those guys stayed, and they've been really instrumental in helping us to be able to collect some of the talented guys that we've added to our K-State family. And so I still need to get a few more fellas. Had a big recruit on campus this past weekend or this past few days. And then we've got some other guys lined up in the coming weeks. So just really excited to get to work with these guys starting the 1st of June, and look forward to the Octagon of Doom rocking.
Now, of course, I saw where one of your priorities was trying to find somebody to compliment Marquise. Have you had some success there?
Well, you know, we added Cam Carter, a guy that's got 3 years left, was a freshman at Mississippi State last year that we're really excited about. He's got a bright future. But we like to get a couple older guards if we can in the backcourt and get him some more help there. Some guys that's been through the wars, and still some guys in the transfer portal that we're involved with, a couple of JUCO players out there that we like. That we're recruiting as well, and even this, I was telling Gene, there's still several guys that we're involved with that are going through this NBA draft process, which is another a deal too. So just hanging in there. When I was at Texas last year, we didn't finish our roster to July. You know, we signed Marcus Carr and Trey Mitchell really late, and so we got a lot of optimism, and we like exactly where we are right now.
Does the transfer portal put you guys in a little bit of a hole right now, or do you see this as an opportunity to kind of rebuild or build a program in the image that you guys want looking long term?
Well, you know, I think it allows us to be able to get some guys that have some Division I experience and elevate the program, you know, and try to improve on some talent quickly. And, you know, obviously being able to cultivate relationships over time with high school guys is always, you know, what we have enjoyed doing. And we got great relationships with some of these 2023 and 24 recruits coming up. But this does allow us to be able to kind of expedite the process, so to speak. And so, you know, we've got some hurdles and some challenges, obviously, you know, as we continue to share our vision and what we want to try to do here. But we're working really hard to get this thing back to national prominence where we can be a consistent winner not year in, year out.
With your scheduling, I know I saw earlier today you guys are going to get Butler on your schedule, the Big East Challenge there. What's the kind of the philosophy that you guys like to do for your non-conference?
Well, you know, we like our non-conference schedule. We want to challenge ourselves, obviously, you know, with built-in challenges with the SEC Challenge. And the Big East Challenge, you know, those always help. And then MTEs, you know, this year we get a chance to play in a very good Cayman Islands tournament where we'll play some stiff competition, most notable probably LSU. They'll be a really good challenge for us. But, you know, a lot of K-Staters have come up to me along the Cat-Backer Tour since it was announced about us playing Butler, that we've got payback for Butler, you know. Years ago from Fear the Beard days. So it should be a fun one, man. Hinkle Gym is one of the best places to ever play in college basketball, so we're excited about that.
And what's your experience as a visiting coach coming into Bramlage Coliseum?
It was always one of the toughest places to play in college basketball. The students are amazing. You see them across the way, and they throw up that newspaper, and it's a special atmosphere. We want to give the fans something that they can really get excited about that's a reflection of our community, man. Just guys that don't mind rolling their sleeves up and going to work every day. And Coach Tanga have us playing together and playing hard and defending at a high level. And so we'll be a lot of fun to watch.